Hachette Audio presents The Countdown, a newsflash novella, written by Myra Grant, read by Brian Baskell.
The Rising is ultimately a story of humanity at both its very best and at its very worst. If a single event were needed to represent all of human history, we could do worse than selecting The Rising. Mihir Gowda. People blame science. Shit, man, people shouldn't blame science. People should blame people. Sean Mason. May 15th, 2014. Denver, Colorado. How are you feeling today, Amanda? Dr. Wells checked the readout on the blood pressure monitor, his attention only half on his bored-looking teenage patient. This was old hat by now, to the both of them. Any pain, weakness, unexplained bleeding, blurriness of vision?
Nope. All systems normal, no danger signs here.
Amanda Amberley let her head loll back, staring up at the colorful mural of clouds and balloons that covered most of the ceiling. She remembered when the staff had painted that for her. She'd been 13, and they'd wanted her to feel at ease as they pumped her veins full of a deadly disease designed to kill the disease that was already inside her.
Are we almost done? I have a fitting to get to.
Ah, Dr. Wells, who had two teenage girls of his own, smiled. Prom?
Prom,
Amanda confirmed. I'll see what I can do. Dr. Wells took impatience and surliness as insults from most patients. Amanda was a special case. When he'd first started treating her, her leukemia had been so advanced that she had no energy for complaining or talking back. She'd submitted to every test and examination willingly, although she had a tendency to fall asleep in the middle of them. From her, every snippy comment and teenage eye roll was a miracle, one that could be attributed entirely to science. Marburg EX19, what the published studies were starting to refer to as Marburg Amberley, after the index case, rather than Marburg Denver, which implied an outbreak and would be bad for tourism, was that miracle. The first effective cancer cure in the world, tailored from one of the most destructive viruses known to man. At 13, Amanda Amberley had been given at most 6 months to live. Now, at 18, she was going to live to see her grandchildren, and none of them would ever need to be afraid of cancer. Like smallpox before it, cancer was on the verge of extinction. Amanda lifted her head to watch him draw blood from the crook of her elbow. Any fear of needles she may have had as a child had died during the course of her cancer treatments.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?